Worthing Podcast.
Welcome to the Worthing Podcast. I'm Patrick Woodward. Two stories for your listening pleasure today. Shortly, I'll be finding out about the last major outdoor event of the summer in Worthing, where you can listen to great music from the likes of local artists and tribute acts for Adele and Elvis.
We don't charge for people to come along, and literally, if you wanted to spend the whole day there with the children running around with your own picnic, that's fine by us.
But before that, a charity that's making a real difference to the lives of people with learning difficulties. Superstar Arts has become one of the best-known charities in Worthing. It was founded in 2012 to create new and exciting opportunities for people with learning disabilities at a time when services are going through a process of renewal and change. Co-founder Jo Sullivan had worked with adults with learning disabilities, including at Northbrook College, and she told me that after they'd left full-time education, facilities for those students, now in their adult years, were really quite limited.
It was a very frightening time for them when they were leaving full-time education, and they all called it, really interestingly, they called it the cliff edge. Of a very well-supported environment within full-time education, and then what happens?
So Superstar Arts started with just art and a choir, but soon added other activities like performing arts, screen printing, cookery and gardening. Jo went on to tell me that the ethos of what the charity does is about giving meaning to the lives of service users.
The whole purpose and the ethos of starting Superstar Arts was that everybody should be having a meaningful day, and that when you're dropped off by your parent or your carer, you're not just sitting and having a cup of tea and not doing anything. You deserve a meaningful day that is interesting, that you're challenged, that you're proud of the results of what you're achieving, that you're making progress, and that you are able to showcase your work to the community and to your parents and families. So it was about really raising the bar and creating something really meaningful and high quality, where we challenged perceptions, and for our guys to feel really well supported in that environment, and to feel really proud and to make friends.
Can you point to people who've really perhaps changed as a result of being involved here, and people have progressed, if you like, from when they started to how they are now?
Yes. I mean, a lot of the people that started here that came straight from places like Oak Grove, like local special ed full-time schools, which are excellent. And then it's a big change for them to come from those environments where they've been with their same school friends for years and years, and they're there full-time. And they arrive with us, and it's very challenging for them. They might be very shy, very reluctant to take part in anything. They're living at home with mum and dad. And, going out into the adult world is very difficult. It's very difficult for anybody, let alone if you have additional needs as well. Mm. So we find there's people now that work on the coffee bar. Before they might not have even considered washing up and drying up and hoovering and cleaning the coffee bar, but they're aware of health and safety and hygiene. They've made different friends, and they've made a network of friends outside of Superstar Arts. And they will try different things. We won't push it immediately, but they're not going to be sitting doing the same thing for years and years. We will make person-centered plans and look at progress and challenge people. So
you look at perhaps what people want to do, where their interests lie, and try and build on that.
Yes, definitely. And so some people we have that come one day a week, even half day a week, and I've got people that come here 4 days a week. So we make sure if you're here more than one or half a day, you have a very varied week. You're not doing the same activity. You might be down at our shop. You might be taking part in the art in the community group, which is where we work towards gallery work. So we exhibit every year. So we try and create work with other organisations. Try and introduce new things that they might not have thought about before. We'll try it. If they don't like it, that's fine. We can move on. But, things like gardening, that was quite new to some of them. So it's a nice sort of well-rounded offer throughout the week of lots of different things. And we will, we'll say, what do you want to do? And then we will, we'll try and push the envelope a little bit.
So, what sort of response do you get from the wider community in Worthing?
I must say, it has been brilliant, and we have really relied on that. And it was so difficult when we first started out, because obviously, you know, nobody knew who we were, and we were very small. We started out as a community interest company, but we soon converted to a registered charity, because we have to fundraise, and we're not full cost recovery with the fees that our service users pay. So to maintain the high quality service we want, that is really well supported, because we're a ratio of 1 to 3, we have to continually fundraise. So the community have been amazing. Just to, even if somebody's not fundraising, just to help raise our profile, have our artwork in their gallery, or include us in an event, anything like that, is really helpful.
So people, I'm thinking people are willing to do that then. They don't sort of think maybe, oh, these are people with special needs, so
no.
I don't want to know.
Yeah, and I think that's been, you know, that's been the most wonderful thing. And I think when I was doing my research project with the university many years ago, that's what was at the core of what I wanted as a purpose for Superstar Arts, was to challenge perceptions and to break down those barriers and to have a much more integrated sort of collaborative community, where if you look at the work that our service users create, like the screen printed work, the t-shirts and all of the art they create, I wanted to eliminate, and there's no other way of putting this, I wanted to eliminate the, oh, isn't that sweet factor.
Yeah.
It's like that, no, it's good. It's quirky, it's original, and it's very well done. And they're very proud of it, and people are really responsive to it. They're like, wow, yeah, this is great.
Yeah. So tell me about the shop. We're going to go down there in a few minutes.
This is a fairly recent
addition to your services.
Well, it is. I mean, we took it on as a charity shop 3 years ago. So it was the Cat Welfare Trust, and they gave it up. So because it was just a few doors down, we took it on as our Superstar Arts charity shop, and it was great as a charity shop for 3 years, but ultimately our purpose as a service is to have a space that our service users have ownership over, because they create so much amazing products now, and we have an online shop. We wanted somewhere to showcase that, and where they got to run the shop, they get to talk to customers, have people come in. And so it doubles up now. So we converted it, we got rid of it as a secondhand charity shop, and now it is a shop and art studio. So it acts as both, so you can see the work being done while you're down there.
That's Jo Sullivan, co-founder and general manager of Superstar Arts. Then we went along the road to the shop and met Jo's colleague, Sharon Lakin. So Sharon, here we are in the Superstar Arts shop.
Yeah.
Tell me what's here.
We've got so much here. It's absolutely amazing. We've got some original artwork that some of our guys have produced. We've got screen prints taken directly from the artwork that they've done. And then we've also used those artwork to create t-shirts, to create bags, cards, notebooks, all sorts of things. So there's quite a wide range of gifts, but also one-off pieces that would look amazing in anyone's living room.
So these are for sale here and people can come and...
Absolutely, yeah. It's definitely worth coming down to have a look. The shop has been completely overhauled, so it's a really bright, spacious space. What's great about the shop as well, it's really versatile, because it can be used not only as a shop, but we can push the counters back so we can make it into a big gallery if we need to. And then we can also push the furniture around so that we can create more space for the workshops and activities that go on here. So it's an amazing space for us.
I mean, this is like ordinary work for the service users. How do they relate to that? Do they enjoy it?
They absolutely love it. And I think they they really enjoy seeing the end products, which is of course is always fantastic, but to then actually see it in an actual shop and people coming in and parting with their money for it and being overjoyed with their purchases as well, it's just absolutely amazing. The look of joy on their face is just fantastic.
Now, you've only been open for a relatively short time doing this kind of thing in the shop. What kind of reaction have you had?
It was amazing. Our first day, we were overrun with people. It was absolutely brilliant to see the crowds, people coming in, queuing to actually come in and have a look inside. So the response has been amazing, and we're just looking forward to people just coming back and seeing what's new.
Sharon Lakin in the Superstar Arts shop. Clearly the charity has come a long way since it started in 2012, but where does it go from here? Jo Sullivan again.
I've always tried to make sure we expand very slowly, because I like to be very, very hands-on, and if it changed and got too big, I feel like that's not enjoyable for me. I like being part of the everyday running of the service and being with our service users, and they know that I'm very available to them. I'm here. I usually sit in the coffee bar, so if anybody needs to talk to me, I'm here. So I think the shop, having the shop was a real dream and was an end goal. Having a coffee bar, so that's work-based learning, having a shop that's work-based learning, and having a team of very happy staff that really enjoy their work. And if we need to expand a little bit to accommodate more people coming through, that's fine. But I think to keep going as we are with the help of the community, as I say, we have to fundraise £20,000 a year. So that's a big enough job.
Yes.
That takes up a lot of my time.
Jo Sullivan from Superstar Arts. You can visit the shop in South Street, Tarring, just south of West Worthing Baptist Church, where they'll also serve you a delicious coffee. To find out more, see how you can help, donate or use the service, visit their website at superstararts.com.
News and views of Worthing.
Podcast
with Patrick Woodward.
Now, as they say, for something a bit different. This weekend sees what must be the last major outdoor event of the year in Worthing, Broadfest on Broadwater Green. It's 3 days of free live music, food and fun for all the family. There's a market, a fun fair and tribute acts honouring major artists like Adele and Elvis. And local artists like Jenna Hall and Terry Carvery and Worthing Steel Band will also be there to bring yet more music. And you can experience the energy and passion of compact theatre. Broadfest is organised by High Down Rotary. And I met up with Diane Guest, who, as well as running the local pub, The Broadwater, also represents High Down Rotary. She told me that Broadfest is open to all.
It's a community event that High Down Rotary organised on the green, of live music, where we encourage families to come and enjoy the music free of charge, sitting on the green, having a picnic.
So you're creating a kind of, it's a party atmosphere, really?
It's a party come festival type atmosphere, because we've got food stalls around, we've got market stalls, we have entertainers. We also have a tent with the Girl Guides manage, where there's free craft, because we're very conscious that it costs. When you go to these events, it does cost money, but we don't charge. We don't charge for people to come along, and literally, if you wanted to spend the whole day there with the children running around with your own picnic, that's fine by us.
So are you just putting on an event for the community because it's a great thing to do, or is there any more? Is there more of a purpose behind it?
It's a combination. It is an event for the community, and obviously, we charge for the stall holders to be on the green, and we have our fundraising buckets. So we do look to make some money that we can then put back into the community.
It's a huge feat of organisation to put something like that on. What are some of the problems that you come across in organising Broadfest?
The weather.
Right,
the
yes.
Weather is our main problem, because it's always, we decided on the third weekend of September, so we don't clash with any town centre events, and we wanted to keep it the same weekend every year so people knew, but the weather is our biggest bugbear, and the logistics of getting stall holders together, paying their money, turning up at the right time, submitting their paperwork, it can be pretty horrendous.
And what sort of response do you get from people when they come?
The public love it. The public love, and that actually is such an achievement. All the stress that goes into organising it. We started again in January to organise the event for this year. But on the day, when we see the families sitting on the green and the sun is shining. It's wonderful.
So tell me a bit about who we are, the Highdown Rotary.
We are Highdown Rotary. We are part of the Rotary organisation. We predominantly are a charity that helps other charities and other organisations where they need it. We raise the money locally. We're quite business orientated for a Rotarian group. We meet more or less weekly, and it's a very thoughtful group where we consider what the community needs. For example, at the moment we're supplying tinned cupboard type store food to the Worthing Community House on Dominion Road. We go into some of the primary schools locally to help with reading with the children and doing their maths with them. We've also got quite close ties with Oscar Romero, where we go in and we help on their careers days. So we are quite a different group in that we're quite diverse in what we do.
I mean, Rotary itself is a large, it's an international organisation, isn't it?
It's huge.
Presumably there are lots of Rotary groups around doing this kind of work across the world.
The Rotary is huge. It's one of the biggest organisations going, and it's it does make you quite proud to be part of it, knowing that you're doing your bit locally, because that's what it's about. It is helping locally, but also we send part of our funds that when we raise money, we do send abroad for water projects. One of our Rotarians has a particular interest in a school, and we've helped provide a roof for that school for what in effect in England would be pittance. So it's money to us well worth raising and well worth spending.
So people coming along to Broadfest or any other event that you may organise, which is fun for the public to come to, actually when they come they're contributing to this wider cause.
Definitely, inadvertently they are a contribution, or they can actively put their money in the bucket, or they could actually volunteer and help us. Yeah. That would be even better.
I was going to ask you about that. Do you need more volunteers?
We're always, or any charity organisation you talk to needs volunteers. We would love more volunteers of any age, any background. I think our oldest member is 92, going down to our youngest who's 26. So we've got quite a good age range and all backgrounds. We are one of the few groups locally where the majority of members are still working. We're not all retired, so we have to balance and fit things in, which probably gives us more energy. So anybody like that, we would love you to join us.
Diane Guest from Highdown Rotary. Broadfest starts this Friday and runs through to Sunday on Broadwater Green. That's it from the Worthing podcast for now. I'll be back next month with more news, views, events and people from in and around Worthing. In the meantime, remember to follow us on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe on all the usual podcast platforms like Apple Podcasts, Spotify and so on. I'll see you soon.
The Worthing Podcast
with Patrick Woodward.